Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 101 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills podcast is supported primarily by our patrons, so please visit there today at www.patreon.com/grills. I'm 9 of 12, and I'm joined by my co-host, Linda.
Hi there.
Jen is getting screwed over by work again, so she couldn't join us tonight.
Yeah, she says that hopefully it should be getting less crazy soon-ish, so hopefully we'll have her on again very soon.
Yeah, and God, I'm not going to be able to move it to Tuesdays anymore, although we do much better with people, you know, being with consistent on Mondays for now. But next week, my D&D group is moving D&D back. They're changing the day to Tuesday so that I can come, which is awesome. So they'll probably do that, and then Jen's work schedule will change, right? So we'll see. So what have you been up to this geeky week?
Well, I just got back from the Garden of Destiny's LARP. Had a whole lot of fun. Lots of, like, again, because I'm playing a noir character, like, shady kind of deals going on in the back alleys, but all in good fun. All in good fun. I've been working on my cosplay. I'm going to do, for those of you who are watching the stream live, I'm going to do a magic trick. I'm going to lean this way, and there's my cosplay behind me on my mannequin that I'm working on. Sewing the arms on it, and also the collar on, and we'll be in business, I think. I'm not, like, exhausted, but I am kind of tired because I ended up having something every single day last week. Like, Monday I had Geek Girls, Tuesday I had streaming, but I was working on my cosplay while I was streaming. Which, fun fact, crocheting my cosplay gets way more hits than plushy streams.
Wow!
Yeah. Wednesday I had Trinity Aeon game that I'm helping my friend record. He's doing that for his podcast for his patrons. Thursday I had a Wild West werewolf game that's been ongoing for a couple of years. We hadn't been able to play for the last few weeks, and then they were like, hey, we can play tonight, and I'm like, okay. I don't want to say no because I don't want to put it off another week. And then obviously Friday through Sunday was the LARP. So, just kind of a full week, but I should be having a couple of nights free this week, and by free, I mean spent sewing.
Are you going to stream the sewing?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm actually going to be doing the crochet stuff, because I'm almost done with that, actually. Like, I just have to sew things onto the dress. What I might do is stream the making of the Silence Glaive, which is Sailor Saturn's weapon. So I have all the pieces for that. I just need to do some cutting and some gluing and painting and all that good stuff. So that might be what I do tomorrow night.
I'm really excited for you in this project. Like, I have never seen a completely crocheted cosplay. I've been to cons recently, and I was looking for plushies and stuff. There were, like, no crocheted items at that huge con I went to in Raleigh.
Well, I mean, it is kind of... Most of the stuff you're going to find like that is going to be in, like, Artist Alley, and it's very niche.
Yeah. The only ones I ever saw, like, those little itty-bitty ones. Like, tiny plushies.
I'm happy to fill that niche, okay? It's just...
Yes. We're going. Yes. Well, I started my new job this week, and it's requiring me to put my time management skills into full effect. It's in another county. I ended up traveling to a caucus meeting in Raleigh on the other side of the state and doing some of the work from, like, over here while I was there. And, of course, you know, managing the family. And my sons go back to school soon. And, oh, my God, I haven't had a working gig in a while. And I'm managing, like, help 10 different candidates. So I'm working around everyone else's schedule. Yeah, which makes that whole time juggling thing a process. But I've been getting really good feedback, which is nice. Like, I met with everybody, and then I was getting all these emails like, we're so happy and excited to have you, and God, that feels good.
Yeah.
What else? I've been going to the gym. That's good. And I yesterday said, let me try this, and grabbed a pair of jeans that doesn't fit for a while, and they fit. Yay.
Hooray. That's always nice.
Yeah.
When you're like, slip those on, you're like, oh, I see. This makes me very happy.
Yes. Although, and the only really geeky thing I did this week is I did start Battle of Azeroth is out now. I played a little bit before we started recording with my husband because we tend to level our mains together. And he, the other day, did this transmog. Okay, my husband is slutmogging.
Oh, no.
He's got some blood elf or something. I don't know. Oh, no, he's got a hunter, an elf hunter, that he specifically went, when I went to Raleigh to do work and hang out with our son, he was doing runs to slut up his hunter.
I see.
It's like, okay then. So I guess with that, it's time for the Geek Grapevine. In honor of the gin, I did find a spill.
It's interesting.
8 million dimes spilled on an interstate.
Why just dimes? What happened to the rest of the denomination?
Well, I don't know, but apparently they just the mint was having them transport these dimes, and they made a big mess.
Oh boy.
And I'm trying to look, I'm having trouble pulling the article up like a dummy. It was in Nevada. Mm-hmm. Spilled it all next to the road. 3:30 a.m. Tuesday. This was in May. $800,000 worth of dimes.
Yikes.
It's interesting how those are even numbers. Right? It was 8 million dimes, and so
yeah.
It was $800,000. So there's, an apparent, very specific dime weight.
Yeah. I mean, that comes from back in the day. You had to have a very specific, it may be, the actual weight may be slightly changed from what it was, but you had to, it was the amount of silver that they put into it, because dimes all used to be made of not pure silver, but they used to be made of silver.
Right. And I wonder, like, if they change other things to keep the weight consistent, or that estimate is based on something that might not be true anymore since they cheapened what they make them out of.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if I'm recalling correctly, like the amount per like dollar coin, like the silver dollar coins, was what was set. And then if you had a dime, that was a tenth of that weight off of the dollar coin. So it's random facts that I know from reading stuff about, you know, the Wild West and stuff like that.
So leave this next one for you.
Yes. Apparently, even though Bethesda, the new Fallout game, is only at, you know, their website, what is it, Bethesda.whatever,
mm-hmm.
They are apparently planning on, putting out more games on Steam. It's just this one in particular, they decided just, I think it's a litmus test to see how many people will buy it just off of the site rather than off of Steam. And
yeah.
You know, that's an okay thing to do for a company.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say that's a bad thing that they shouldn't do.
Yeah, their language is really dicey, right? They're not saying we are gonna do Steam or aren't. It's just like, we haven't decided anything else. We're trying this because we can probably do better quality, but we'll see.
I think the guy, where is it? I saw a specific quote. We did not announce all future Bethesda games will not be on Steam. That is not what we said. We said this game will be available exclusively on Bethesda.net. That is the quote.
Yeah, but they didn't not say it either, so...
Yeah. I mean, I think it really depends on how it does. If it does super duper well, they may be like, "Eh, we don't need Steam." But
Yeah.
if it tanks, they're gonna be like, "Well, better get back to the Steam," and
And it's a good game to do it with.
came out as one.
Yeah, it's a good game to do it with because it is popular enough that they should get a good bead on it, and it will draw some people over, definitely.
Yeah.
So this week we had Pokemon Loveliness. The Eevee event was a lot of fun. Did you do any of it?
I didn't see anything about it.
Oh no.
I don't know if it because I was at, the LARP, I missed it, or if maybe they're doing it at a different time in Atlanta. I don't know.
It was the same time that they have been, but they did it for 2 days. Instead of just the Saturday, they did do Saturday and Sunday. Because you're basically, with Eevee, because of all the evolutions, you're gonna need a whole lot more of, if you wanna get a shiny of all the damn things, and for instance, and decent ones of all the different evolutions.
Yeah, I
So.
think I may have just missed it because I was out in the woods.
Yeah, I didn't totally miss it. I had the meeting on Saturday, so I only got to, like, the meeting was over, and I'm like, the Arboretum. I was at the Arboretum in Raleigh, and they had a bunch of stops and gyms, and I just drove immediately there before I met my son for dinner. And, like, but I got, like, in that time, in like 20 minutes, I got three shinies. So that was pretty cool. And then Sunday, Rob and I just, there was just too much on all of our plates, and I didn't want him to have to skip the gym, but it was going to be like our quality time together when I got home. So we compromised and did like half the event here in town. He caught one shiny. I didn't catch any on my account that day. I caught one on my son's, so it
It's
wasn't as
always when
good.
you're with him that you don't, he catches shinies and you don't.
But he only caught one in an hour and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I was without him, I caught 20 in 3, 20 minutes. I don't know. Or 3 in 20 minutes. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But I did do that. And the shinies I have, I'll be saving. I've got one, and it's my pet now. And oh, I love when you have an Eevee pet, when it's your buddy. Because it doesn't just walk next to you, it's up on your shoulder.
So cute.
So I learned. From my Poke people, this while we were doing a raid during the event, a Regice raid, is that to. I thought everyone knew about the nicknaming thing, and I knew that only works once. You can nickname your Eevee, evolve it, and it becomes either Jolteon, Flareon, or Espeon,
Umbreon
an
or
Espeon,
yeah.
right? But that only works once. So the trick to get them, to get Espeon and Umbreon, is to walk 10K with them, and then evolve them. And you have to evolve them before you unpair as your buddy, or it doesn't work. That's important. So if you walk 10 kilometers and then evolve it while it's still your buddy during the day, you get Espeon, and at night you get Umbreon.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that.
So I was super happy. I learned that during this event. And this article here, did I put it in the chat yet? Yes. Does list the naming trick as well. It mentions the 10K, but not as detailed, important. It has to still be your buddy stuff like I just mentioned. So I just wanted to make sure those were also included in our information. You can find the link in the show notes, everybody who's listening in audio. So this article is an interesting editorial on. They feel like this was a missed opportunity. People have been waiting for more Pokemon, obviously. We've been getting little bits. We had the Spinda thing last week, which was a research task. And Spinda's adorable. It stumbles around like it's drunk. But there's a couple, like Leafeon and Glaceon, we still don't have. And with this big event revolving around 2 days of Eevee evolution, it would have been really, I agree, a good opportunity to introduce evolution stones. We've already got items that you need for certain evolutions. And getting these Eevee in there and introducing Fire, Thunder, and Water Stones, it would have been really good to do it this time. Like, being that we've got those evolution items already, there's really no reason to keep resisting stones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it would have been better with more Gen 4 stuff.
Well, maybe they'll do... I mean, I hope they'll do another thing, and maybe they'll do it then. But I'm a little sad that I missed that.
Yeah. Eevee's so cute. There was a weird thing, too, though. There were a couple other Pokemon that you don't see much around here. And it was a little frustrating, because we're like, oh my god, just give me the Eevees, because that's what we're there for. And there were, like, a ton of Swinubs.
Huh.
Tons of them.
Weird.
Which, I mean, worked out for Rob, because he didn't have Piloswine yet, so...
I'm trying to... Hello, Kitty. My cat came to say hi.
I was like, Hello Kitty is not a Pokemon. Different anime.
It just came up to sit in my lap. What was I going to say? Yeah, there's a couple that I would love to get more of so I could get them evolved. But just never seems to happen for me. Yes, hello. Sorry, my cat is now headbutting me.
Anyway, of course.
But hopefully they'll do that again. Maybe they'll have another Eevee event where they introduce the last of their evolutions, as it were.
They gotta do something. I'm gonna take it over here to reset our showbot. There we go. Anybody who wants to submit titles, please do so.
Not acting up?
No, I just didn't know if I'd reset it, so I didn't want to end up with our last week's stuff in there.
Oh, right.
So, our discussion topic this week. We don't have one.
We were supposed to do book club, but all of us kind of got eaten by life.
Yes, life prevents any of us from finishing the book yet. We're going to endeavor to be prepared for that next week. So we all need to get on the stick. I don't want to put it off too long. I want to keep this quarterly or whatever we're doing. And I've gotten other suggestions for books. So, and damn it, we picked it because we want to read it.
Yep. So I tried to look on because I was... Lucky I was able to find Wrinkle in Time as a audiobook on YouTube. But this one is not... I found a book called The Sparrow. It was not by the correct author, so that was not the audiobook I wanted to listen to.
Oh, great.
So I'm just gonna have to go to the library and pick it up. So... It's yep. It's easier for me to listen to audiobooks because I'm at work for 8 hours a day and I'm up there by myself, so I can just have an audiobook playing.
Yeah. Well, folks out there, if you're interested in reading along or have your own reviews of the book, please chime in by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com or giving us a ring at 508-474-5577. You can also tweet us at geekgrills. We're reading The Sparrow by Mary Doria Russell. So this episode, for that and other reasons, is going to be pretty short. Other reasons, I mean, I had real life stuff. I had my job and a death in the family, and it got in the way of adequate planning for topics that, you know, we had discussed or I brought up. I was like, we don't want to give you half-assed content.
Yeah.
I want to talk about traditional gender roles, but that can get into societal and psychology. And I was like, no, man, that's going to take more research. Let's just keep everybody updated and be here on time when we say we're going to. And, you know, Battle for Azeroth dropped today, so I want to go do that. And I'm sure when Jen finally gets out of work, she's going to want to run to Azeroth immediately as well. They need us.
Yes, go to help your people or whatever. I'm not into World of Warcraft, but I know a bunch of my friends, including Ember and Jen, are all about, yeah, go do the thing. And I'm like, I feel like one of those, like, mothers or grandmothers that's like, okay, go have fun. I'll see you later. I'll make some lemonade and have it ready for you when you get back.
And with how much we talked about it last week, because, like, first you asked Jed about it, and then I had the stuff in the news, and it was like, our fans, like, our listeners will totally understand that we need to play WoW if we're our show is supposed to be on expansion day. excuse me. Rob had an idea, and I was like, oh, that might be neat, too, is I could be streaming gameplay and seeing all the new stuff, cinematics. There's a lot of cinematics at the beginning, you know, as you get into the expansion. And then we could have Linda going, what's that? What's going on? And then, like, Jen and I could be, like, explaining all the lore. And I was like, that might be a cool show. So if people start becoming patrons and we hit that level and we have a game night, we could totally do stuff like that.
Okay, so I have to share. Back when the World of Warcraft movie, like, came out a couple years ago, we had a big, like, when it came out onto DVD, we had a big viewing party with all of our friends, because I didn't go see it in, like, theaters, because I was like, well, I'm War of Warcraft. I don't know what's going on. And so we're sitting there, and as points are happening in the movie, my friend Nigel is just explaining, like, okay, here's how we got to this point through here. And, like, we would occasionally just pause it so he could just spout lore at us. So then I find, like, I don't remember a lot of it, but, man, that was a lot of information. And a lot of it didn't come from the movie. It came from my friend.
And, well, I've been buying those books, these hardcover lore books for my husband since they've been coming out. And I haven't read them. And I'm behind on the Christy Golden books. And so, like, there are a lot of details in lore that I don't know that he catches me on, even though I play. And the lore is really, really deep.
Well, World of Warcraft has been around for, like, I don't even know how. I know it was around when I was in high school. So it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, I would say we just had some kind of anniversary. I'm trying to remember what anniversary it was. And I mean, because, 17 years? No, it was released on 2004, so like 14 years.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that's just World of. I mean, my son was, like, playing the Warcraft games when he was, like, 2. So it's like 21 years. So what are you most anticipating right now, Linda?
So Dragon Con, I am very much anticipating that. Obviously I'm working on cosplays. As soon as the app comes up, I'm going to be getting all of, like, the scheduling things that I want to go do. I'm going to see who's coming this year, who's had to, like, celebrities, and who's had to cancel, all that good stuff, and plan accordingly if I want to get another autograph. My two autographs, or three actually, three autographs that I got from the Mythbusters and from Carl Urban are up behind me.
Yay!
On my wall. Hooray, displayed. And then I've got two photo shoots that I'm going to go to. One is one that my friends just are doing. We managed to find a photographer that we all pooled for, and she's going to come with us to the aquarium and when we're the Daughters of Triton, and we're all going to have, you know, mermaid pictures of the aquarium. And then the other one is an actual, like, con photo shoot for Sailor Moon. So I'm gonna take my crocheted cosplay and hope that they accept me as one of their own and get my picture taken.
Excellent.
And then the other thing is Glitter Dice is recording this weekend, which we have our monthly show. So that's going to be lots of fun. I'm going to get together with the girls and just goob about the games we were playing.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to World of Warcraft as much as I can, even though I have a job. It's going to be really hard. I think I might boost a character to play so that I'm ready to, when I have the rep, have a Void Elf. and play that separate from Rob because, you know, we level our mains. It's quality time. Also, Mama D, my friend who has been on the show before, made some strawberry rosemary jam out of stuff from the garden in her new house. I'm like, I want some. Can I barter? She said, come over. I said, all right, tomorrow. I was like, you don't understand. My love of rosemary is strong. And then after payday, I have to get some pillow forms. I have two pillows, or two t-shirts, that need to be turned into pillows. One was given to me by my friend Jericho, who has passed many years ago, but the shirt's getting to where it's got a little few holes here and there. It's time to turn it into a pillow so that I can always have it and remember him. And I have another shirt. It's this cool Sisters of Mercy shirt that I love that used to belong to my friend Elaine, who also passed many years ago, and it's also ready to be turned into a pillow. The one Jericho gave me says, I'll sleep when I'm dead on it. So I'm going to make those, and then I got to find an email for Chris Bacallo, because as I talked before when I got to meet him at the con, he is like, can you make me pillows? That's a really great idea about this kind of thing. And I haven't heard from him yet, but if I'm making a couple of these anyway, I'm going to try and track him down and send him, you know, here, you want an example of, like, what they look like, what my work is, and let me know.
Let me show you what I can do for you.
Yes. And please ask me. And then once I've done you favors, maybe you'll, like, come on our show. So remember, folks, I am sorry it's short, I guess. But life happens. I hope we provided you with some interesting information and ideas for feedback. Remember, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on Monday evenings. The next one will be on August 20th at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Maybe 5:30, 8:30, but hopefully 5:08. In addition to the subs and bits we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a Patreon at www.patreon.com/grills. What else can folks do, Linda?
You can leave us a review. Doing so is free. You can do it on any of your podcast catchers. That'll help other people find our podcast and helps our ranking. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter as @GeekGrills if you'd like to help spread the word there.
And where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which is monthly. And you can find me on Twitch under the name TrueNoob. That's TRUN00B. It's where I do my creative streams. And as I said at the beginning of this podcast, I am going to be possibly making Sailor Saturn Silence Glaive tomorrow on the whatever day it is, Tuesday, Tuesday the 14th at 7:30.
Cool. Well, Jen can be found at The Jen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at The Jen Plays, and find everything at thejensays.com because she owns it. I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12, on Twitter and Twitch, and on YouTube doing the Heresy and Hearsay show. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
GG. I have to push the button.
I have to push the button.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.